BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The British government has halted fracking in England. The process, which involves the fracturing of rock to extract oil or shale gas inside, has raised safety concerns. A British Oil and Gas Authority report warned that it wasn't possible to predict the size of any earthquakes linked to fracking or when they might happen. Bill Cash, a Member of Parliament for the governing Conservative Party, said it was a sensible decision.
There's a big environmental trouble around Blackpool. It's quite clear that those tremors were really serious. There's no doubt about that. So I don't have a problem with that at all.
Vietnam has appealed to other countries to work together to stop human trafficking after Vietnamese citizens suffocated in a refrigerated trailer in eastern England. Hanoi's foreign ministry said human trafficking was a serious crime. With more details, Viv Marsh.
In a statement, a Vietnamese foreign ministry spokeswoman said Vietnam strongly condemned human trafficking and that traffickers must be strictly dealt with. Two people were arrested in Vietnam on Friday and others summoned for questioning in connection with the deaths. British police say they believe all 39 of the group found dead in the trailer 10 days ago were Vietnamese. They're working with the government in Hanoi to verify their identities. One of the eight women who died is reported to have paid nearly $40,000 to be brought into Britain illegally.
The former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke has dropped out of the US presidential race. In a statement on social media, he said his campaign for the Democratic Party nomination didn't have the means to go forward, but that he'd worked to ensure Donald Trump was defeated. The US presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren has unveiled details of funding for her health care plan, which would be expected to cost the government more than $20 trillion over 10 years. Ms. Warren, a Democratic frontrunner in next year's election, said Medicare for All would not raise taxes by a single cent for ordinary Americans, but would be largely funded by businesses and the wealthy. It would see private health insurance replaced by free federal medical coverage. Chile's government has backed away from a plan to cut corporate taxes after 2 weeks of nationwide protests. Many protesters are demanding a redistribution of wealth through a new constitution. Here's Candice Piet.
As the protests continued, the Chilean president, Sebastián Piñera, told entrepreneurs tax breaks would not be put in place. So far, Mr. Piñera has announced a series of social measures and a cabinet reshuffle to try to appease the protesters, but to no avail. Tens of thousands gathered again on Friday in large numbers in central Santiago. Their demands are beginning to concrete around a desire for profound change.
BBC News.